problem of Kokoduma, and the related problem of, possibly the related problem, of, possibly the related problem of Kibui, I'm sorry, Kavara, Kavara L'Shem Chimum, Sigin Krisis Daf Kof. So what we establish is that Kokoduma really is a tremendously important test case. Because it, according to some Rishonim at least, it really pushes the definition of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. For Rashi, it's much less of a problem, as we noted, because at least according to Rashi, Tzorech Adam and Tzorech Efer is also Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. So at least Rashi doesn't have to contend with that distinction. There really are two problems in handling the issue of Kofar Guma. One is if you hold Tzorech Efer, Tzorech Kelev, to be Tzricha L'Gufa, so you just have to distinguish between those things. They seem very similar. The other problem, of course, is the larger, more global problem, depending on how you understand the problem of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, that will dictate whether or not this is particularly pressured or not. So the truth is that Rashi has neither problem, because if according to Rashi the main focus is a negative malacha, if according to Rashi the main focus is, you know, coping, let's say, or a lack of interest in the malacha at all. So as long as, the truth is that Kofar Guma is not going to be that much of a problem, because Kofar Guma is really a situation where even though there's no negative malacha, but you're not interested in the malacha. As for Efer and Dam, as we just noted, that's not a serious problem. For Bali Tosis, Kofar Guma is also not a serious issue, because, again, given the Mishkan role of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's not important to differentiate between Tzorech Kelev and Tzorech Efer and Kofar Guma, because you could simply say that Shiny Bona, Mi Mavi or Mi Chovel. Again, you don't have that luxury even for Rashi, and certainly not for other Rishonim. According to Bali Tosis, that's an easy way out. Every Malacha can be theoretically different, which is where you draw the line, whether you're interested in the primary malacha and its byproducts, and so on and so forth. You could be interested in the byproducts in Mavir and Kovel, and when it comes to Bonet, it's quite possible that you have to be interested in the structure itself. And if you put together Tosis's comments on Kuf Vav and Sadi Dalid, I think that's clearly what emerges. Once you read Sadi Dalid, where Tosis says that the reason Bonet, Kofa Guma Tarakla, Ein Tzricha L'Afara, is Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa because of the Mishkan, they were interested in the Guma. Once you read that, and then you read Kuvah Meral, if you realize that it's not saying any more than that, and it doesn't need to say any more than that, and Kofar Guma then just is no longer a problem. However, according to a group of Rishonim, the one who don't have the luxury of saying what Tosa says, and also have the greater problem of incorporating what Rashi rejects, so they are in a much trickier position. They can't, argue that Bona is different than Mavir and Chovel, and they have to explain the difference between this case and Tzorech Efer and Tzorech Kelev. So that's the problem of the Ramban. That's the problem of the Ra'a. Partially, that's the problem of the Baal HaMor, the Meiri, the Ravya. All of these Rishonim struggle with Kofar Guma of Ein Tzorech Ela La'afar, and different solutions really emerge. Some of the solutions actually push Kofar Guma very close to Ein Miskabe, even more so than some of the other cases of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. One of the things that we discussed was that if you take a certain posture on Tzricha and Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, it could be that every Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is Karov Ein Miskabe, in the sense that if the Tachlis or the Ikar or the Shorish on Malacha defines the Malacha, and you're not interested in that Shorish and Ikar, so in a way you're really not interested in the Malacha. You are interested in the Pu'ulas on Malacha, but there are elements, important elements of the Malacha, in which you're completely disinterested. But it goes even a little bit further than that for these Rishonim. Because for these Rishonim, it's not just the Tachlis, it's even the Maisa Malacha, in a way, that you're not interested in. So according to the Ramban, the Ra'a, the Meiri, there are different solutions, different ways of saying this. The Baal HaMor, again, Baal HaMor has the view that Malach Shem Tzurich HaLekuf is a negative Malacha. It depends very much on the Tzura, Maisa Siluk Udechia. So in what sense is Kofar Guma really going to qualify for that? Kofar Guma is not a destructive action. But the answer that they all give is very similar, although there are different points of emphasis. And that is that this is a completely separate byproduct. It's not that byproducts, per se, are in Tzricha L'Gufa as opposed to the Ikar Malacha, but it's not even a byproduct of the Malacha. And that really pushes it very close to Eino Miskaven. Anybody have the language of the Ramban? Do you have it? The language of the Ramban, I think, points in this direction, as does the Baal HaMor. Again, the Baal HaMor emphasizes the need to focus on the Guma. If you have it, just very quickly.
In Toma, Re'afa became Machach Tzich L'Guba, he dummied the Chofer Guma, Ve'en Tzor Chavala Afara, Lo Tzita Vezeh, Shachabala V'kan Hi Adam Atmo, Shehu Tzor Chlau, V'chvar Dmisi Zeh, L'Gozes, V'notel Se'aro, V'tzipor Nav, D'Bein L'Takin Gufa, V'yapa Zatzmo, V'en Tzor Chasera, V'gizah Kula Machach Tzich L'Guba Hi, V'pnei Shehakol Dabar Echad, V'anatila Hi Atzma HaMalacha, V'shenkim Chofer Guma, Shehbinyan B'karka Hu, V'hu Anikra Malacha,
So basically, what the Ramban says, there's a difference between when Hakol is Davar Echad, and in this case, this is a Michutz, the definition of the Malacha. Again, just wonder, why not go all the way and say it's Dav She'eino Miskaven? The answer is because he's interested in doing the Pu'ulas HaMalacha, and I guess the Pu'ulas HaMalacha here cannot be split. In other words, in a classic case of Eino Miskaven, you can say, oh, I'm dragging, but I'm not digging. And here you are digging, just there's digging from the Guma's perspective and there's digging from the Afar's perspective. It's the same Pa'ula, but it's two different, perspectives on it. And that still counts as Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, but it's much further than the other cases of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. It's much closer to Miskaven than the regular case. Then we have the Ra'a, who came up with this other idea that it's also dependent upon indispensability. Again, maybe he means this even physically, and not only, again, the result that he's trying to achieve is like the Ramban, which is Ein Zeh Chelek Me'amalacha. It's not Echadu, it's not like Dam and Ether. Just maybe he's uncomfortable with the idea that that could simply be, declared. Even emphatically, as a theoretical statement, namely, the afar has nothing to do with the act of binyan, or maybe it bothers him that if that's already true, then okay, we'll leave it at that. Right. So therefore, he requires some sort of a physical expression of all of this, and his physical expression is the ability to separate these actions. Avakan e efshar lazer. Below zeh, she efshel adam below chabura, lo laefer below habara. Afa b'she'ino tzorach la'osa malacha, lo b'shvil achar asiyasa. That doesn't make a difference either. Havam malacha atzricha l'gufa. But gozes v'chayim afilu l'fisha tzorach l'tzemer achar geziza, v'kivin lo efshar, nam b'tzemer below geziza, chashvina malacha atzricha l'gufa. V'hacha l'netzila utzarech, ma'shen kein b'guma, d'l'guma atzmo utzarech, ein chibor kla ben afar anital, L'masha nishar b'guma, v'in abinyan klal b'afar ela b'karka. So again, like the Ramban, and like the Baal HaMor, the binyan only refers to the karka, the afar is a byproduct, but not. It's not enough to say that it's an extraneous byproduct, as opposed to an inherent byproduct. It also has to be that on the Maisa level, we view one as separate from the other. Again, what he actually means by this, might be what I said the other time, and that is that he sees the moving of the afar around, not as tzorach afar. That could be the reshaping of the topography, and then there isn't any afar. The afar is all part of binyan. But when there's afar separate from the binyan, that could be without binyan, and it could be binyan without the afar, and therefore it's two different things. Therefore, even when they coincide, the point is that it's not part of the shame or the same malacha. That's very, very important. What the Rambam, what the Ra'ah hints at and rejects is the view of some other Rishonim, and that is that afar is only available when the binyan is ended, or at least still the binyan is the digging of the structure, and you know the afar is again the shaping of the topography, in other words, and the afar comes a second after that. Okay. The Ra'ah doesn't like it because of this connection to Gozes Tzemer. As I mentioned last time, that's not necessarily such a strong proof. Each malacha might be defined differently. You might say that Geziza is about the Tzemer. It's about Hefsher getting the Tzemer. And that's what it's about. But certainly that's not the case in Boneh. Therefore, in Boneh, the time lag, even if it isn't long, is important. It's a way of accomplishing what the Ra'ah and the Ramban, but especially in this case, the physical side of it, of the Ra'ah, try to accomplish, but without using the indispensability factor, but using the time lag. This would say that the Afar really is part of the Binyan process, and it's not true that you could say Yefshar Lozeh Velozeh. Nonetheless, the time lag in this case might be significant. Okay, that's the Ra'ah. That's something, I think the Neri has this day about Eino Bizman Afar. I said Balamor goes in a similar direction. The Rabia also discusses and is bothered by all of this on page 230, I think. But the Rabia disagrees explicitly with the Ra'ah, even though, again, he's very much trying to accomplish the same thing. He says here that Akala Shushi Shinakuva Malacha Shen Sukhalukuva Psikresha, Bahaina Psikresha Baloni Kale Machmas Malacha Atzma Ela Machmas Dabra Acher. As I noted, the Ravya has a certain orientation here. The fact that he calls Malacha Shen Sukhalukuva, or he always deals with it under the rubric of Psikresha Baloni Kale, is surely telling. Again, it's opposite in the perspective of Balitosis. But Balitosis, Sikresha Lonichale, happens to be Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa. And for the Rabbi, in a way, Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa is Sikresha Lonichale. That's important. Okay. That comes through throughout the Rabbi's treatment. So then he says, She'ena Malacha. Vaha Malacha Nasis Mimela U'miskaven Lai Babur Dabar Acher. The definition of Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa, Sikresha Lonichale, is Ha Malacha Nasis Mimela U'miskaven Lai Babur Dabar Acher. It seems in the Ravya, get to this in a second, also another formulation of the Ra'ah, that what's particularly important here are two things. Number one, that it's Nasis Mimela, but this Miskavin Bavur Davar Acher seems to be critical as well. If it were neutral and just wasn't Kavanas Atachlis, it doesn't seem like the Ravya would be very unhappy. For the Rabbi, Malach Shein Tzvicha Legufa, we discussed this already, is a form of Nisase. So it's important that there be a competing machshava, a competing tachlis. If the tachlis isn't begufa, but bedavar acher, that's the problem. It takes it away from the malacha. That's not true for Rashi, for Tosis, for the Balamor, for the Ramban. Whatever definition you take of Tzvicha and Ein Tzvicha Legufa, the Gabra, the Chetza, the Surah Samalacha, the coping, the damage control, whatever those things are, they have nothing to do with a tug of war, to create a misasek within the action. In that, the Ravya seems to be very important, and we'll soon see that there's an element of that in the Ra'ah and in the old printed Ritva as well. This is his formulation. Hamalacha nasis nimela u'miskaven la'babur davar acher. Okay. Already, if that's true, you can imagine that it's not going to be a chisaron in kavana alone. It's going to be a problem in the malacha. That's exactly what we noted as the Rav Yo's view, right? The Rav sees this as a kind of misasek. This all fits together. The nechu malachas machsheves hi olo. So the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a debate whether this kavana babur davar acher, as opposed to kavana limalacha acheres, which is ena miskaven, right? Is that enough of a kind of misasek? And then he goes on to explain. The chain the parak kol gadol amar Rav a chofer guma vein sarach el lafara patur. Ubechol elu e efshal lehi asas chefzo im lo yidei malacha daraisa. Umiskavin olah mifnei davar acher. So he says explicitly, including the chofer guma, but in all cases of ein sricha legupa, that it's e efshal lehi asas chefzo im lo yidei malacha daraisa. Not like the Ra'ah. Technically it's different than the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, what makes Ein Tzricha Legufa Patur is Efshar Echa B'li Hasheni. Rav Yehuda is saying, no, Efshar Echa B'li Hasheni, but the Miskaven Leim Mepnei Davar Acher, that ubiquitous line in the Rav Yehuda, right, that ends up accomplishing the same thing, because it creates that schism within the action, it creates that competition, which is Misasek. And that's exactly what he keeps focusing on. The Chidush Yaran on Kuf Gimel of Aleph. Do we have that? Anybody have the text here? I told you to look at that. Chidush Yaran on Kuf Gimel of Aleph. Anybody have it? What? Read the Ra. The Talmud Ra. Has a very, very important formulation connection to this as well. In the name of the Ra. Right? There he's trying to explain the sugya of Arad the Chavre. And basically, very, very important, he develops the idea, very similar to what we said in the Rambam, that the reason that Sikresha doesn't work in that case is because, what I'm suggesting in the Rambam at least, there are two malachos involved, right? He's Zored Zradim, or Tole Sheulshin. So what is he doing? He's doing Kotzer and Zoreya at the same time. So the Gemara says, "Amed Rabbi Rav Shimon of Psikresha v'Layamos." Again, as we go on, we're expanding our Psikresha views as well. I just want to leave some of the shittos for they're more important for other things. But already we saw the Ritva, right? The Ritva said, "It's not Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa," right? So Mali Arad Chavre Mali Arad Lav Chavre. It's not a problem Tzricha Legufa. So what's going on? Even for the Aruch, what's the difference? Right. So we saw that the Ritva, the real Ritva, says, you know, if Lule de Mistafina, I would say that since there's no interest and it's a very borderline malacha to begin with, so put those two together, there's no shame malacha. Wow. Okay. But Psikresha, the Nicha, Lo Nicha, doesn't make a difference. The Ra'ah doesn't say that, but he says something equally important. The Ra'ah says, you have it? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The Chin Mechufer Guma, the Inut Sarich Elo La'afra, שהוא פטור לפי שהגומה נעשיס מאילה ומתוך נטילס האופר שהיא המלאכה היא באה ולא מחווין לה הוא פטור כולי אלמה.
That's the end, which I'm interested in the Kofar Guma, and what is it before the Bechain? Already, what do you see from here, before we, since you read that part first, right? The Kofar, so what do we see from that? What's different about that?
That there's no causal relationship between the
What do you mean there's no causal relationship? There's a causal relationship, but well, what is lacking? There's a causal relationship.
There's a lack of kavanah of the cause.
Okay, so what's he emphasizing? That it's a malacha de mimela, right? This is something that comes about. It's not something that you do. It's a byproduct. But he's not. That's not the same as the way the other Rishonim speak about a byproduct, is it? Is it? Sammy? How do the other Rishonim speak about a byproduct? If you're interested in the byproduct of the malacha and not in the malacha, then that's Ein Tzricha Legufa. The Ra'ah, as quoted by the Ran, says almost the opposite. If your interest in the malacha, now again, it could be that it's two sides of the same coin technically, but the emphasis is what's important here, halachically. The Ra'ah's not saying, oh, your interest in the afar is a davar de bimela. Right? And therefore, you're not chayav for it. What he's saying is your interest in the malacha is a davar de mineila. And a malacha cannot come about as a davar de mineila. We now read a little earlier. How does he explain the Sugan Kogimel? This is in the name of the Ra, correct?
Yes, in the beginning we're Kirish or Ozal, Kiva the Hafa, Havushtein Lafos, the Pikasa Eats and Bipri Karka, in this Kavin the Shtey and Chayev Shtayim, Kida Amiran Bimushami, the Hilka, Kiva the Loma Kavin Elo Lechada, the Hainu the Pikasa Eats and the Ipoya Karka, me Elera Huba, the Inu Mechavin Law, the Lonichole Bay, Locha Shiva Malacha, Kiva the Me Elera Huba. Bechina din shtim lachos, shara achas yotza amitot ha chaverta, benas is me ileha, the ino mechavin la, the lo nicholeba, the lo chashiva malacha le kuli alma.
And then he says, Bechain,
and then he, behind the knock at the other guy, have a,
okay, now, go ahead.
The bididei, lo sagi, the lo nicholeba, behind what he the hada, shanava, the rubin, me alav, Is it
a good example, Chofer Guma? Not perfect. Why? Because what word is out of place? The last, in the end of the formulation of Chofer Guma that you read already. Like one more time, read Chofer Guma. V'chein, Chofer Guma.
V'inu tzarech ala la'afra, shihu patur, l'fi sh'aguma nasis me'ileha, v'mitokin tila ta'afar, shihi amalacha, v'ba'a.
What word is difficult?
There's no nicha or lo nicha later.
No. Which word is difficult? Simcha. Which word is difficult? Jonathan? Anybody pick up on it? Jeremy? Exactly. Shehi al-Malacha. What's difficult about it? Yeah, the Afar is not, there's no Malacha, there's no Lamatess. What's he comparing essentially here? But this is very, very important. What's the all comparing? The piece comes to explain Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, everybody is scrambling for Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Aruch, situation only Michalim Mutzah. Thank you very much. End of story. Right? Tosas, Lachashen Tzricha Legufa, Patur. End of story. The Ritva, no shame Malacha. Why no shame Malacha? Because it's borderline to begin with. You need the Micha for the Akshavei. Good. The Ra'ah came up with a new idea here. Why no shame malacha? I'm sorry, why no chiyuv? Because it's davar shenasis me'aleha. What makes it davar shenasis me'aleha? What's that? Okay, but initially, in the first formulation, you're right, but what makes it a byproduct? A, the fact that you don't have kavana for it, but more important, what you do have kavana for. Namely, what you have in these cases, and that's what the Ra'ah tries to make a principle out of, is you have two malachos. You're doing two malachos and you're miskavin only the echad and you're not nene from the second. If you were miskavin l'shneyem, or you were nichad l'shneyem, so you could say, I'm doing two things at the same time. But if you're doing one malacha that you're interested in and another malacha that you're not interested in, what happens then? Then it's determined to be, it's established as a davar d'mineila. That's what happens. Again, read one more time the principle.
The Guma or the...
No, before that.
Hilkach kivan de lo mechavin ela lechada de haino lekida sa'itzim de yipoy hakarka me ilaha huba de eno mechavin la de lo nyichalei bei lo chashiva malacha.
Lo chashiva malacha. This is an objective concept. Then he says, in general, this is true by two malachos, right? Again, one more time.
Bechin adin l'shkei malachos שהאחס יוצא מתוך חברתו, ונאס יש מאילה, ואינו מחווין לו, ולא ניחלי בו, ולא חשיב מלאך, וכולי
אינו. Yeah. This is a principle that the Ra'ah develops. Now, that's very important. Well, what's it all about? It's similar to what we said in the Rambam about Sik Reishit Lo Nichalei. That if you have Sik Reishit Lo Nichalei, well, we said a little bit differently. We said if it's Sik Reishit Lo Nichalei, it's not a Sik Reishit. like the Rabbeinu Kreskes in Ksuvos. But Rabbeinu Kreskes, that's all part of the same school, basically. The Ritva also is part of that school, but slightly different formulations. Why is it not a malacha? They don't want to make a distinction, hardcore separation, the nicha, the lo nicha. Problem. As we said in the Rambam doesn't really, the Gemara never ever says segregation of the nicha, segregation of the lo nicha. It just has cases that some of the Rishonim interpreted and created into a call of nicha and lo nicha. Right? But what we suggested for the Rambam was, you know, if he's doing something else, there has to be a merging of interest. There has to be, you know, an A equals B at some point. But if there's no A equals B, or if there's a predominance in what you're interested in, right? So if you're focusing on what you're interested in, and you're dafka not focusing on the other, it's nasa mimela. So it's tafel. It doesn't count. So in the Rambam, what we're saying was, it's not psikresha. You can't say A equals B, therefore there's no psikresha. In the Ra'ah is not saying that exactly. He's saying something similar, a little different. The difference is, lo chashuva malacha. From a chashivas love, to be a malacha, malachas machshavas, there has to be a certain interest. If something is done in the shadow of something else, so again, if it's done in the shadow of something neutral, so it's a sikresha. But if it's done in the shadow of something else that's significant and important, this is what we were arguing for the Rashba. Right? The Rashba says if you close the door because you're security conscious, right? That's not sub, because the tzad, you know, is mimela of something else that's chashur. The Ra'ah is saying this idea, but the Ra'ah is saying this idea initially, at least, about malachos. If you have two malachos, so the focus on one renders the other tafel. And therefore, lo chashiva malacha. If lo chashiva malacha, then it's nothing to do with the aruch, nothing to do with tosis. It's not exactly the Ritva. Maybe it isn't exactly the Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Rambam, but it's very similar to Rabbeinu Kreskes and the Rambam. But then he goes on to say, v'chein ha-chofer guma, the problem with chofer guma is that, is it one malacha being eclipsed by the other, in the shadow of the other? So he tries to pass it off that way. Okay. By saying the afar is the malacha. The problem is it isn't really. It isn't really because it's not a malacha. You know, zareya and kotzer are two malachos. The afar and the bone are not two malachos. It's a little bit problematic. But the general rule is very crucial. The fact that he puts chofer guma here shows what he's really trying to do is create a kind of a misasek. Right, to take away the chashivas of the malacha. So what he's saying is the chofer guma in this case gets the real principle is not one malacha, two malachas. One malacha, two malachas is the general hechatimtzi to accomplish what? Al pidin, Dovi? A davar de mimela. A maisa and a davar de mimela. If the malacha is a davar de mimela, a malacha, which is in the category of davar de mimela, lo shema malacha, lo chashiva. So when you have, you know, two malachos, great, then that accomplishes the goal. Again, the two malachos idea, I suggested specifically in the Rambam, to explain Hilchos Shkagos, if it needs explaining. Right? You have Mavir and Mechaber. Okay. But the point is that, just like we said there, it's Mavir and Mechaber for the Rambam and Hilchos Shkagos, and in Hilchos Lulav, right, it could be Derech Achila, if that's really what he has in mind. So too, for the Ra'ah, it's two malachos, and where your focus clearly is on something else, and this is nasa minela, right, there's that too. So he calls it a malacha, it doesn't really mean it's a malacha. What he means, though, is that you're really only interested in getting the afar. You have absolutely no interest. It borders on davrshen and miskavin and misasek. That's really what he's saying. Now, if you put the two ra'ahs together, it's a little tough. I mean, he has two formulations about chofer guma. Here, as the Ram quoting him, he's not saying that yes, shalaso zeb lo zeb, but the combination, the common denominator. Maybe he struggled with different formulations at different points in time, but the common denominator is Not so much like the Ramban and some of the others. The problem is that he's miskaven to the to the byproduct. But it's the opposite. By being miskaven to the byproduct, he renders the malacha into a davar d'mineila. Okay. And that can be accomplished in two ways. It can be accomplished two malachos, or if you give some extra stature to the afar, which he's doing here, although I think it's problematic. Or if you say, Efshar lozeh belozeh, and therefore, it's not a psikaresha, and therefore it's already a davar d'mineila. I should also add that, the Rishonim and Achronim have troubles, especially the Achronim, but already in the time of the Mabit, this is a big issue, but it comes up in the Rishonim a little here and there, too. This question of whether or not, doing two malachos at the same time is problematic, is distracting or not. For example, Sigin, the beginning of Moed Katan. Right? The Sigin, the beginning of Moed Katan, so they ask, Menachesh, and a few of the and Mashke, Zeraim, is that Mishum Chofer, or is it Mishum Zoreya? Right? Some of the Rishonim ask, certainly the Achronim, why not say both? Why are they mutually exclusive? The Mabit, in general, has this idea that, you shouldn't be able to combine two malachos in a single pe'ula. He's very bothered by Zomer v'tzorech le'etzim. Zomer v'tzorech le'etzim chayit shnayim, right? Achas mishum noteya, achas mishum kotzer. Why? So I think the mentality that underlies the problem of the Mabit, and what might end up being a good explanation why some of these cases aren't double, Mavir and Mivasha. The truth is, other malachos and makom patish, it's a huge issue too. There I think that there's a separate issue of makom patish, which I hope we'll get to. It's on the list. Namely, if you take a certain view that makom patish isn't a malacha in its own right, but it's a fill-in-the-gaps kind of malacha, and you do an act of a certain kind of stature, well, I'll explain when we get to it. You do an act of a certain kind of stature, it's definitely a sasakal malacha in some sense, but you can't label it. It becomes makom patish. So then you might argue that you never, by definition, should overlap makom patish with something else in the same process, in any case. Again, if you're dealing with two different processes, one you have a makom patish effect, and another you have a certain shame malacha effect, then maybe yes. But in the same process, to say, it's mashal and makom patish, it's mavir and it's makom patish, it's kosev and it's makom patish. It's the last osa you finish up the book. So that's kosev, and it's also the end of the book, makom patish. So there you might say, it's a din of makom patish. Namely, you don't need to say makom patish because you've already said kosev. You've already said the mevasha, and so on. That's, I've never seen it, but that's a personal theory. I think it explains a lot, why we don't have overlaps in makom patish as often as the Minchas Chinuch and the Avnei Nezer, who the imam would like. This is like a Minchas Chinuch obsession. Every time, why not also makom patish? Why not? The more the merrier. Okay. But makom patish aside, if you don't have that consideration. So this is also, again, look at the Mosach HaShabbos and the Minchas Chinuch, which we'll do extensively when we get to the Malachos. So always, why not this overlap? Why not that overlap? Why not the next overlap? So this perspective of the Ra'ah, of there being a distraction and a competition, or possibly the Rambam, etc., becomes an important factor. Now here, of course, we also might argue that there's a difference between Zomer and Eitzim, Zomer and Kotzer, and Choresh and Zoreya. You might argue that the closer the Malachos to each other, more competitive, and therefore the more distracting, they are. That's possible as well. Mashka serves, in terms of the growth of the karka, two functions. The Hechsher Zriya and the Zriya, you might say that's just a little bit, too competitive. They step on each other's toes. And, either in terms of the Shem Malachos themselves, you just can't have something that's both Zoreya and Choresh, because similar to what I said about Makom Patish, but a different perspective, a little bit, meaning if Chorish is Heksha Zriya and Zriya is Zriya, so you just can't have something which is both. That has to do with the particular dynamics. But in general, there might be another issue, and that is in terms of this Ra'ah type consideration. The more we view one in light of the other, as generally being part of the same process, even if it isn't the Shem Malacha clash, but still, you would say, well, it's like a kind of Masase. And if it's totally unrelated, then maybe there's more of a reason to consider that you'll be Chayiv Shnayim. In any case, what the Ra'ah says here is very, very important. Anyways, the Ra'ah is quite different than the other Rishonim in Chofer Guma, because basically for him it's the Malacha Shanasis Malayla Shayna Chashuva, and that's the Yisod in Psikresha and in Malachos in general, according to the Ra'ah, and that's what emerges. The Ritva, the old printed Ritva, which is the actual Chidush Haran, on Kuvav Meralef, I think I have to look at that as well, also has a very similar idea. You have that also?
Yeah.
That's Kuvav also. Not Kuv Gimel, the other one's Kuv Gimel, so it's Kuvar. He has a line something like, Kol Shemosik B'tikun Ma She'ena L'gufa. Again, he makes the point that if you just have Ein Tzricha L'gufa, that's one thing. And the more you focus on the Ein Tzricha L'gufa, the more... Do you have it, Yaakov? Anybody have the...
I didn't need the piece, so it's a
bit long. Okay. Yeah, who's reading it? Michael? Oh, good, that's it. Yeah. Kol Shatam Mosif, go ahead.
Kol Shatam Mosif, Yiku B'davar She'enam Yigufa Shemalafa, Yiyatam Mosif, Chiyat Malafa, Adarabha, Tamosifa, Kator, Kol Yichudah She'ikon She'enam Yigufa, Yoter Chashuv Malafa, Yoter Nigmeres, Etzlo.
The language is, again, just one more time. You read it well, but if you could just read it again a little more slowly. Kol Shatam Mosif. What's the problem? The question is this. It's about tikkun and kiltul and ein tzricha l'gufa. It's very complicated. So the question is, let's say you have, you want to compensate. It's ein tzricha l'gufa, but at least it's, you're pouring, a tremendous amount of effort and tikkun in the ein tzricha l'gufa component of your malacha. So would that be a reason to make you more chayiv? One would think. Right? But not if you're a subtle and sophisticated rishon. Right. Then you might say it's exactly the opposite. You think you're doing more of a malacha because it's more tikkun, albeit in the Ein Tzricha L'gufa part, you're compensating in some way. Right? It's exactly the opposite. What you're doing is you're building up the competitive side of the malacha, and you're creating greater distraction and nisaseik to the Tzricha L'gufa. Now read it.
It sort of flashes quite in the
Well, it's half of Rashi's point. Rashi only said that the Tzricha L'gufa is going to dictate for the Tikkun and the Kilkul too. Namely, the Tikkun has to be in the part that's Tzricha L'gufa. But in Rashi, one could say because you need Tikkun. I wouldn't necessarily say that the more you add Tikkun to the Ein Tzricha L'gufa part, you make things worse. I just say you don't make it any better because the only part that counts is the Tzricha L'gufa part. The Ein Tzricha L'gufa part doesn't exist. But that's, I think, is a pshat in Rashi. What's unique about this this view of the old printed Ritva slash Kiddush Aran is that he's saying no, there is impact. The Ein Tzricha L'gufa isn't just a neutral, lacking of Ein Tzricha of Tzricha L'gufa. It's actually what creates a greater schism in the Malacha, a greater distraction in the Masasek. Now read the lines again. Yosef Nigreris etzlo, meaning the malacha becomes an adjunct to the Ein Tzricha L'gufa. Keep going. Nasa tfeila umigra kocha. Is there more? That's the key lines that I remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, what emerges from there's like a school here that we just discovered. Again, not unrelated completely to some of the other issues, because the Ra'ah, the Rav Yah, you know, etc. This kedusha around, they too have to explain, you know, hotel, some maze, some of these other cases, and they're going to have to use some of the overlapping principles that we've developed already: negative malacha, coping malacha, damage control. But for them, because of chofer guma and so on, what emerges is a slightly different, or it accents a certain perspective. It's the perspective of nisase, of the borderline of eda miskaven, of the point being not so much that you're missing the positive, or that the malacha shena chashuva because it's negative per se, but it's not just lacking, but on the contrary, it's this struggle for identity of the pa'ula. And from that point of view, davar demimela, davar tfela, davar digarua. Again, the Chiddush Aran is not telling you that necessarily the Ein Tzricha L'Gufa alone isn't patur. What he's saying is, don't think that it gets better, you should know it gets worse. Therefore, even if Ein Tzricha L'Gufa alone is patur, a certain orientation has been established, a certain perspective has been established that is very critical. And that's what emerges from that ritva. And as I said, that emerges very strongly in the Rav Yoh as well, here on page 230. That's the whole perspective of psikresha, the lo nichale, not being a full psikresha, and so on. But miskaveno, but ne davar acher, this whole idea of misasek, again, in some places it's clear in one place, and others in another, but if you put together all these shitas, they seem to be moving in a certain clear direction. Okay. Just a few other points quickly. Tzorach Chaveiro. Again, the sugya Daf Kuf Gimel. So one of the things that emerges from our discussion, both the real Ritva and the Ra'ah and some of the other Rishonim, is that it's not a davar pashut at all that Tzorach Chaveiro is Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And Bali Tosas think it is, all over the place. I mean, even in terms of our Dechabre, anyway. So on. But according to other Rishonim, even if Lo Ichbasle, Mitzorach L'Chaveiro, it's not Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. That's very important. The Rav Yoh, however, is disturbed by this as well, like the Ritva. And apparently the Ra'ah. And he suggests that one should not extrapolate from here a general principle. This is the Rav Yoh on, page 229. It says, number one, he, like the Tosfos Rid, suggests that Tzorach L'Gufa and Tzorach L'Gufa is defined objectively by the population and perspective of the population rather than the individual. Ma'achad robin adam nichalu b'hachi yavalei malacha shetzuicha l'gufa v'neskavein l'gufa malacha shu ayipui v'chein gabe b'ila. So again, if that's the case, again, the Ritvas focuses more on the objective fact that there is yipui akarka. But as we've seen, some Rishonim say, well, the fact is that people are interested. Miu nira de lo shaykh le neymar hachi ka bishar malachos de Shabbos velo shna bedide velo shna bedi chavrei chayiv hecha yesh yesh al chacha venicha be malacha mishum chavrei v'shayni hacha betolish ulshin darmina l'achila tolsham ve'en kan kegrogeres. Again, it seems that he too is focusing on the fact that it's some other distraction consistent with the Rav Yoh's misasek orientation. And therefore that sugya is different. But because that sugya is different, you can then say with some confidence that Tzorech Chavrei is considered the Tzricha L'Gufa. Harei she'achu Tzorech Chaveiro kagon shapsila shol Chaveiro v'Tzorech Chaveiro lahavava u'mechada b'shul Chaveiro chayev kilo ha'isa shalom. I don't know if this implies, you know, a greater, you know, fidelity to Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazer or not, but, or just an expanded view of Lachshen and Tzricha L'Gufa. There's no distracting element here. There's no misasek because it's Shol Chaveiro. Could just be flows from that. But Rav Yo wants you to know that Sarah Chaneiro, since you're not reading the Gemara Kugimel Kipshuto, is Tricha Legufa. She'im lo kein, kol melachas Shabbos lo yichskaya v'lal shalom. It's a very good point. Either way, it's a point that needs to be considered. Again, you could say that the Shel Chavrei is he has no interest. Lo yichbaslei. When I do something for Chaveiro, it's not self-interest, but it doesn't mean there's no interest. And on the contrary, when you act as a Kol Yisrael Areivim Zeh LaZeh, you know, in that mode, because you care about your friends, so it is Tzarech Gufo, one could argue. Even Rashi only said, you know, that it's in a safe situation where basically he's not interested, one way or another. But the Rav Yoh seems to take the view that that clearly you can't prove anything from here. It's a very important principle. The fact that the Rav Yoh is one of the Rishonim who says that it doesn't matter whether it's Tzorach Gufa or Tzorach Gufo, of course it's also consistent with his view. As long as you're interested in the Malacha, it's not a Davar de Menela, it's not a Nisaseh, it's not Kavana L'Shem Davar Acher, whether the Kavana in the Malacha is Legufo or Legufa, that's less important for the Rav Yoh. But again, a consistent posture emerges. And again, this is further example of how you take a position on one issue, you know, you have to be prepared, you know, to follow through. You know, there are ripples to your positions. Rashi, Tosis, you know, how you read Kuf Gimel, what do you think about Psik Resha, what do you end up thinking about Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, in all of the different cases, it doesn't always work out, but in theory, you know, the position you take on one of these things commits you to a whole, you know, new set of problems, solving a new set of problems. It also may open up certain solutions for you. You can see that that's happening in some of these Rishonim. Okay, that's one issue. Tzorach Chavrei, what is its status, and the distinction between lo ichbaslei b'chavrei or ichbaslei b'chavrei. The other issue is the Sefer HaShlama, to mention. Who looked up the Sefer Shlomo? I hope everybody. Mark? Jonathan? David? Okay. At least there was effort there. Noam? Very interesting Hashlomo, very important Hashlomo. David?
I saw it, but
I'm not prepared to speak that. Ooh. Okay. Simcha?
Yeah.
Right, so what do you think about that? Is that Davar Pashut?
No.
Certainly not. First of all, it's unbelievable. I mean, basically, if you hold like the Rambam, that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, so that's terrific to say that the Mishnah of Lamed Hasavos Malachos is a Liba, you know, to Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. Although even the Rambam might not have been comfortable with it, because Rambam may have wanted to be able to read the Mishnah Bein Ali B'Rav Yehuda Bein Ali B'Rav Shimon from an interpretive point of view. No one ever said in the debate between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, you know, Nisi Sefer or Mishnah V'Nachazi. No one ever said that, as far as I know. So the assumption in the Rishonim generally is that that the Mishnah is Bein Rav Yehuda Bein Rav Shimon, but the Hashlama here says not so. Ela sheyesh lebal din, quotes the Shita. Sheyesh lebal din lachaluk belomer da lachaluk Rav Yehuda de masnis and davas malachos kibasei daiki diktani soser v'korea amanas litvor amochek amanas lichtov chayim. Wow. He also says something interesting in the Rambam. Simcha? Really? Anybody? Kiva? Yonah? Yogi? Yehuda? Aaron? Anybody? Yoni? Yoni? Daniel? Yoni? Yossi? Nobody. Nobody saw it? Yeah.
He mentions the steer.
The steer in the round. Very good. Okay.
The answer is maybe Malcolm Nazak can pass the
Kabbalah. Right, he has a radical view in the Rambam as well. I mean, what does it mean by Malcolm Nazak? That's how he explains Matis Mur. He says, and the Rambam happens to Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, the only problem is that the Rambam Paskin is Matis Mursa, Tzad Nachash, and so on are mutter. How can he do that if he passes Rosh and Tzichel Gufa Chayiv? Question that we all know. What's his answer? Mishum Nezek. The Rambam Pasper doesn't, he doesn't say what we said or what the others say. B'makom Nezek, it's not considered a Shem Malacha. What does he say? B'makom Nezek, we pass him like Rav Shimon and not like Rav Yehuda. B'makom Nezek, we pass him like Rav Shimon and not Rav Yehuda. What does that do with anything? That's what he says. Remember Moshe Pasuk Rav Yehuda? V'nira Shedvar Sosun Zezeh. V'ulai Ola B'das Harav. The B'dav Shesh from Nezek. Halacha K'Rav Shimon. V'lo Mestaber K'vasei La Flugei Ben Zul Azu. Fine. The V'lo Mestaber is, you know, is of course. But that he proposes it, and that he thinks that some people believe in it, is that that's a chat in the Rambam. It's amazing. Then in the footnotes here of the Rav Blau, he quotes the Sefer Abatim, right? Because of the Sefer Abatim, that Kosov Rav Bala Shlomo Shadas Rambam Shemalach Shem Tzurich Kaligufa Tav Dav Shem Kwa Hezek the Yirali Shem Zav Malach Shem Tzurich Kaligufa Kimalach Shem Tzurich Kaligufa Also Malacha Biatzu Bechavana Vavar Neilu Ein Kavanas On the Malacha So Kol Kavanas In Hotzi Alecha Linatza Min Amazikim V'chein Yir Das Rambam Shekosav And so on. Meaning the Sefer Batim, the same Sefer Batim that's quoted in the Nosek Elam on the Rambam, that his solution is not that Malach Shem Tzurich Kaligufa will be passed like Rav Shimon Ben Nezakin, but Ben Nezakin in these cases there's no shame Malacha. But he quotes this Hashlama, he takes it seriously, doesn't like it, but he quotes it. So what is it, if it's true, I mean, it's a view. So what does it mean?
Probably a negative Malacha.
What?
It's definitely like a negative.
What do you mean negative?
It's definitely something like Rashi that...
Well, no, what it shows is that Malacha Shein Tzrich and the Gufa Chayiv is not the same as saying Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa Harei Kegufa. Okay, that's number one. It just means that, you know, all things being equal, it's Chayiv. But is it a weaker form of the Malacha? Therefore susceptible to other factors? The answer is yes. Okay, and that has its roots in the Rambam, but that's not quite as dramatic as this. I mean, the roots that it has is the one that I already mentioned, Carmelis. Right, when the Rambam says that even though, as the Lecha Mishnah understands it, which is Kipshuta. Again, it's very interesting that the Kesef Mishnah didn't understand a Kipshuta, but the Rambam said that when it comes to Karmelis, Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Mutter. Right? So the Lecha Mishnah said, yeah, even though he paskins Zayin Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, but in Drabanan, he thinks Zayin Tzricha Legufa is Mutter. Right? The Kesef Mishnah had said, that no, it's because you know, b'makom nezek or something, nezek harabim, he's mafia. It's not because b'makom nezek harabim paskins like a shimo. It sounds like just across the board, and that's why the Lecha Mishnah said, where do we find such a principle? The point is that if we say that b'makom nezek Rav Shimon is right, if you accept that formulation, so basically what you're saying is ein tzricha legufa. Chayiv doesn't mean Ein Tzricha Legufa K'Tzricha Legufa. We agree that there's a tremendous lapse of Malachas Machsheves, but there's still enough there to be Chayiv. But B'makom Nezek, it's Patur. That's an important formulation. But getting back to the first point. So what about this? Can we understand it? Does it make sense that Soser and Korei Almanas Litkor and Mochek Almanas Lichtov, that that's Dafka Liba of Dafka Liba Rabbi Yehuda? So this, of course, is the flip opposite of Yoni. Okay, it's opposite to Balamor. It's the flip opposite of. Okay, explain what you mean by the opposite of Balamor. Yeah, just like the Balamor said, Zohar and Borer are Eisrich Alegufa, but they're Chayyus. So too, one could argue with this Hashlama in different ways. One way is to say, take a Balamor kind of posture. Namely, you're right, Mochek and Kosev, I'm sorry, Mochek and Korea and Soser are really Ein Tzricha Legufa, but that's the nature of the Malacha. Right, that's one way to argue, in a Balamor way. I wouldn't say that's the flip opposite. That's the opposite. What's the flip opposite? Meant to be a little more emphatic. But anyhow. Yoni? Yehuda? I would say that's...
No,
yeah, okay, but that's not, I mean, Is that the exact opposite? That's an important shita. But what about the cholkin neged a tosis reb? Who disagrees with tosis reb? Yeah, who was supposed to say?
Even the nature of that malacha is one that requires people, that one requires amenah.
Right. So isn't that the basically Rabbi Yehuda, even Tosa says that the machlok, the discussion of Tzorech, of the need for Tzorech and not Tzorech itself is not dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. All right, maybe Tosa is even one step further. Not dependent on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because, well, okay. I guess it depends on your point of view, what you're trying to contrast it to. But in terms of Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if it wasn't for Almanas and Almanas, you would be potter, because it wouldn't be Shei Malacha. So according to Bali Tosis, well, what is it easy to say? If that's true, so why is the Hashlama wrong? He's wrong technically, of course. But you might say, well, good, but, I mean, is it enough to say Almanas for everybody? Because we have three shifas here, essentially, right? Let's make it clear. According to the Hashlama, the Mishnah is Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. This is the suggestion of the Hashlama. Which means that Almanas, Latakein, Almanas Lichtov, Almanas Livnos, is not sufficient for Rav Shimon. It is still interesting, according to the Hashlama, that you need Almanas Livnos, Almanas Lichto, Almanas Litvar, Takein, whatever, for Rav Yehuda. Okay. Then the other shita is the Tosis Rid, who says Rav Yehuda does not require Almanas Litvar, Almanas Lichto, Almanas Livnos, only Rav Shimon does. The Mishnah certainly is a Libid Rav Shimon, that's clear, because it's not a Libid Rav Yehuda. That's what you meant by the opposite. Okay, in terms of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda,
yeah.
In terms of the conceptually, you know, Tosis is the opposite. And then comes Tosis and says that the Mishnah is Bein Rav Yehuda, Bein Rav Shimon, both of them, meaning even Rav Yehuda requires Almanas. So the point is, if you take a Balamar point of view, which is, you know, this is, you could have said, it is basically in Tzricha L'Gufa, even with all of this. However, that's its Tzura, that's its nature. It's like Zora and Bora. That would be one response to Hashlama. But if already we're saying what Bali Tosis says, it's another response to Hashlama, namely, even if you don't agree with the Balamar. Yehuda? Why?
The nature of this malacha is one that, once it's amenas, it's already considered to be tzricha l'gufa.
Correct, but and because?
The nature of malacha is like a hetzer malacha.
Oh, so for Tosis, I think that would be the best thing to say. In other words, the other assumption of the Hashlama is that the real focus of the malacha is the stira, the mechika, and the kriya. And the almanas is just a justification of some sort. I guess why it isn't kilkul, basically. That's why it isn't kilkul. As for tzricha l'gufa, you don't need anything for that. And therefore, the focus is on this negative malacha, which doesn't really have a positive function. And that ain't Tzricha L'Gufa, so only a Libid Rabbi Yehuda. According to Bali Tosis, even Rabbi Yehuda requires the almanases, right? It's probably because it isn't really Kriya, it isn't really Mechika, it isn't really Stira. It's Tchilas Binyan, said this before, Tchilas Binyan, Tchilas Ksiva, Tchilas Tfira. So Tchilas Tfira, Tchilas Binyan, if that's what the malacha is, it's a malachas hechsher, essentially. And a malachas hechsher, that's Tzricha L'Gufa. That's different than what we just said for the Balamor. Balamor might say, it is Kriya, it is Mechika, it is Stira. Right? But that's the nature of what it is. That's how it was set up. And then there's the third possibility to disagree with Hashlama. Namely, either like the Balamor, or if we say like Tosis, or on purely Ein Tzricha LeGufa grounds. What do I mean by that? Ellie? Rosemar? Well, what other way could you argue? Based on Yoshua? Jay? Shlomo? Just on the grounds that we've been discussing in Tzricha LeGufa in a wide range of views. I don't see why, but that should help, really. We want to argue with Ashlama. We want to say that, we want to explain that even Rav Shimon, we're trying to explain something different. We're trying to explain that even Rav Shimon could believe that Almanas Latakein, Almanas Livnos, Almanas Lichtob is considered Tzricha LeGufa. Now Ashlama is saying it's Ein Tzricha LeGufa. That's what we're trying to explain. Yeah. Sorry? That's what he said for Balitosis. I mean, the Malacha isn't Soser, it's Tchilas Vinyan. The Malacha isn't, is that what you're saying? Isn't Mechika, it's Tchilas Ksiva. Then for sure we could disagree. I'm saying, even if you were to say, you know, it's Mochek, but it's Almanas. It's Soser, but it's Almanas. It's Korea, but it's Almanas. So if you didn't say what the Balamar says, meaning if that's the nature of what it is, there's no chisaron of Ein Tzricha LeGufa. That's the Balamar. It is Ein Tzricha LeGufa, but the Balitosis is, it's not Ein Tzricha LeGufa because it's not what you think it is. It's Tchilas Ksiva, Tchilas Binyan, Tchilas Tvira. I think there's something in between those to say.
Are they fine? The Almanac gives you a positive
orientation. 100%. Again, if you take the view, like if you took a Balamar type view, or a coping type view, I'd rather not be here, you know, it's a negative malacha. So the Hashlama's perspective, which is, well, the Almanas doesn't change that. The Almanas just explains what his present motivation is, given the unhappy reality. He's suffering this reality, and he's moving forward with his life. He's not in a state of emotional paralysis. Okay, but does it make it less Ein Tzricha LeGufa according to these definitions? Not necessarily. But we've already seen that according to many Rishonim, right, Ein Tzricha LeGufa refers to some competitive, just not some, it's a Maisa de Nimela, I got something else, right? Or there's no Tzora Chagavra. You know, it's there's no purpose. But let's say there is Tzora Chagavra for a negative Malacha. That would be Tzricha LeGufa too. Right? It's interesting that I'll get this in 1 second. The connection to Tzorach Mitzvah, the Rav Yah has a line which he says, connects Korea, a Korea Almeso Chayiv, Dilagufo Tike Mishuma Mitzvah. Right? V'chein ha-korei al-menas litfar. V'chein motzi sefer Torah likros bo. This is page 230. So by throwing these things together, what does he do? Korei al-meso chayiv. D'legufo tikei nishur mitzvah. What does that mean? It's a destructive act, but he does it, you know, for the most positive of reasons. L'shem mitzvah. Is l'shem mitzvah tzricha l'gufa? That's a machlokes harishonim. Right? So it certainly gives a positive spin. But okay, that's a machlokes harishonim. Rashi says no, Tosafot says yes, and so on. But the chain, to compare that to korei al-menas litfar, there's no mitzvah there. What's the common denominator? And to compare those to chain motzi sefer Torah likros bo, haidu ligufo, What is it in the Rav Yo? Tzorach HaGavra. It's not Misasek. He's interested in what he's doing. It's not Tzorach HaGer that's distracting him. It's Tzorach HaGavra. So from that basis as well, one could disagree with the position of the Sefer Shlomo. Just to sum up, the Sefer Shlomo is important. It's an important perspective in Rabbi, an extreme perspective, an important one in Rabbi Yehuda. In terms of reading the Mishnah, there is Shlomo, there is Tosis, there's the Tosis Rid. Right? Tosis Rid and Tosis are opposites in certain respects. The answer to the Hashlama is either the Baal Amor, or it's, you don't understand what this Malacha is, Tosis, or it's like the Rav Yo. If you take a certain flexible view on Tzricha Legufa, so you're going to simply going to conclude that this constitutes Tzricha Legufa. What about the shame Kilkol? Let's say you do something L'shem Kilkol. Almost exactly the opposite of what I just spoke about. I just spoke now about doing a kilkol, something that is inherently negative and ain't tzricha legufa, but l'shem tikkun. Let's say you do a malacha, dafka l'shem kilkol, does that create ain't tzricha legufa? But aside from the question, which is our next topic, is it kilkol, which is potter in its own right, so forget about ain't tzricha legufa. Tzricha legufa, just kilkol alone may be ma'akev, except not in chovel l'mavir, according to Rav Shimon, at least according to Rav Bo. Right? But for everybody else. But aside from that, is the shame kilkul something that contributes to Ein Tzricha Legufa? Kilkul gomor by definition Tzricha Legufa or not? So in a way, that's not Habahotalia, but it's opposite structurally from the question we just discussed. Is Amanas L'Takein always Tzricha Legufa? Is Amanas L'Kalkel always Ein Tzricha Legufa? No matter any other consideration, what objectively is taking place. Say there's Yipui, but he's doing it al Manas L'Kalkel, or some other such thing. It's hard to pin that down, but it's an important question to raise. In a sense, that's part of the Sugya, again, of Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. Rashi seems to think not. It seems that, you know, if you hold that Rav Avo, which is that Mekalkel Gomor B'Chov L'Mavir is Chayiv, so you'll be Chayiv, and it's considered to be Tzricha Legufa as well. Meaning if you focus on that part of the Malacha, right, that is normally defined as Tzricha Legufa, not the negative of the coping and so on. And if you're not interested in the Afer and the Dam, but you're interested in the Chavala and the Havara, which is the Tzricha Legufa aspect of the Malacha, even if your intent is completely Kilkul, according to Rashi, that's Tzricha Legufa. Kilkul plays no role in defining Ein Tzricha Legufa. However, that does not appear to be the view of the Baalei Tosis. Remember Tosis' question. Tosis asks, well, if Rav Avo really thinks that Kilkul Gomor is Chayiv, right? So good, Kalkel B'Chov L'Mavir is Chayiv. But what about Ein Tzricha Legufa? Isn't it Ein Tzricha Legufa? Right, Ashrei? What is Tosis' answer? In what way? Isurena. Excellent. So the question is how to understand Tosis' answer, in a way. I mean, the question is based on an assumption that Kilkul can have impact on Ein Tzricha Legufa. Does the answer reject that and says, well, no, Savar, you know, Mishtamesh v'Isurei Hana, right, Rekalbo, and so on, that's considered Tzricha Legufa because per se, Mekalkel doesn't define Tzricha Legufa. Or, is also saying that it's not Kilkul Gomor, according to Machshavta. But that's not so clear. It could be that this question is 2 days in the Ramban. When the Ramban has 2 days about Rav Avo, as we discussed. One view of Rav Avo is that Rav Avo holds that Malacha Shenet Tzricha Legufa is Yonah. When 2 days in Rav Avo according to Ramban? The first one, the more dominant view of Ramban, the Is that Ravoa and Rav Yochanan argue about? Lakshen Tzicha L'Gufa and Chava L'Magra. And Ravoa is in the opinion that Lakshen Tzicha L'Gufa is Chava L'Magra is Chayiv. Which means that even though you have Kilkul Gamor, it's considered, I'm sorry, the Kilkul Gamor is considered a Tzicha L'Gufa. But the second day of the Ramban, Yaakov, that's the second day of the Ramban.
The
even Rav Avohu agrees that Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa
is Pater.
Is Pater even a Chavul Amavir?
I will say Rav Avohu the Chavul B'Chaver am Achar Shum Niskavin also a Kilkul V'lo Davar Acher Malach Tzricha L'Gufa Mikri Shrehu Tzarech L'Kilkul Ve'at Torah Asasam Mekalkel Kemisakein V'Chavur.
Meaning?
That is Tzricha L'Gufa because you are Achshavei the Kilkul into a Tzicha.
Yeah. But then the Rabban says, but that would be true only in Chavul Amavir. Right? Again, let me read the line.
Sherei hu tzach l'kalkol ve'a Torah asasa mekalkal kemesakim b'chavura.
A Torah asa, a very important line, which we pointed out right in the beginning of our discussion with Rabban, and this is the second day of Rabban. A Torah asa mekalkal kemetakim b'chavura. But if it was not so, then Kavanah's Kilkul would always be Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. In addition to everything else, it would be Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Because what Ramban is trying to accomplish here is not only is Mekalka B'Chovel L'Mavr Chayiv, but according to Rav Avohu, Mekalkel has such a stat. Again, the first day the Ramban could hold that Mekalkel, very important again, Mekalka B'Chovel L'Mavr isn't Kivatakim. It's chayiv, but it's not kemetakin, it's inferior. Right? And there are three shittas on this. This is important for Mekalka and Kavala Ma'abir, but just to sum it up again. The first day of Ramban, and this most Rishonim could hold, that Mekalka and Kavala Ma'abir is eino kemetakin. It's less, but it's still chayiv. Right? The best highlight of that shita is the shita Mekubetzes, who says, but if you combine Ein Tzricha L'Gufa and Mekalkel, right, then both of them would be chayiv in their own right. If you put them together, you're pushing it too far. Potter. The second possibility is that the Mekalkel in Chavul Ma'avir is superior to Metakein. The fact that you can be chayiv even in Mekalkel shows you something about the Smala, the expanse of the Smalacha, or some of the limitations in other Malachos are due specifically to the fact that it's a Mechayiv of Tikkun. Had it been a Mechayiv of Kilkul, there wouldn't be such limitations. Who holds that way? Sammy? Or at least formulates it that way? The exact opposite. Not that Mekalkel is lesser, but still enough. It's more, energizes other things. Who holds that way? Ellie? The Rav Yoh, correct. Excellent. That's the language of the Rav Yoh. And we just weren't sure whether he meant it fully or not, but that's what he says. And then, of course, the middle shita, which is the Rabban here, who says that it's also Kiddush, that Mekalkel is Kimetakein Le'inyan Chavul Amavir. But by saying that Mekalkel is Kimetakein Le'inyan Chavul Amavir, that's what Rav Avohu holds. And Rav Yochanan disagrees. Rav Yochanan holds that Mekalkel may be Chayiv, but it's not Kimetakein. Right? And therefore, in terms of Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're still going to say, you're going to call it Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. But this view in Rav Avohu and the Ramban is that Ein Tzricha L'Gufa is determined by Mekalkel. Just in Chovel Amavir, L'Shem Mekalkel is Chayiv too. Okay, but what emerges then clearly is that there are several shitas. Either Kilkul and Ein Tzricha L'Gufa have nothing to do with each other at all. That's a view in Rishonim. Or possibly Rashi. Or L'Shem Kilkul Gamor is always Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And then there's another question, and that is whether or not that would make any difference, whether or not it's a Kilkul which is Mechayev or a Kilkul which is Pater. In other words, should you distinguish in this question between Chovel Amavir and other areas of Halacha? And that too could be for one of two reasons. It could be because it's Chayev per se, or it could be because of the fact that it's chayiv is indicative of the fact that it's kibbutzim. Okay. But what emerges is a very important issue about the overlap between the two, but also about the nature of tzricha l'gufa. Again, the more you focus on positive, negative, the role of kilkul might be very important, but depends, kavanas agavra, b'chefza, and so on. Okay, this is another important issue. And finally, just to sum up one other issue, whether lashen tzricha l'gufa undermines the malacha completely. So we already noted the debate about kavod rab minei, and I alluded several times to the impact on its status as a din d'rabbanan. Now, if you look at it as a chisaron in shei malacha, so it's quite possible it's a weaker drabana. It's more like a gzeira than it is a malacha drabana. And to note that in Rishonim here and there, we have formulations that say malacha tzricha gufa lo shma malacha, even when it talks about drabanans, especially in Shittim Kubetzis in Ksuvis, in Sugya of Boal B'Shabbos. And it comes up in several places, and to the formulation, and it also comes up in terms of substance. What indeed would be the halacha b'makom nez b'makom tsar or b'makom chol l'shein bo sakana? So, for example, the Rajbang Ksuvus Avav, he talks about the Aruch Zraya from Mappas Mursa. So he says, and what we say that Mappas Mursa is mutter, even though it's psikreshu lo nichale because mishum tsara. So he says that can't be. Malach shein tzricha l'gufa is a malacha. They're not matir at mishum tsar. That's the language that the Rajba uses. So it must be that it's psikreshim lo nichale and it's mutar because of the arach. So that line, malach shein tzricha l'gufa malacha hi, below it's hirum mishum tsar, basically says that malach shein tzricha l'gufa is a kavana problem. It's more of an extraneous p'tur. But of course, the Bali Tosis actually understand it that way. They say that the Rebbe Mappas Mursa is mutter, because even though it is, from their point of view, this when they acknowledge it, psik reisha v'lo nichale, and normally it's patra v'lasa, but makom tsar, b'kilu. So there is this debate whether makom tsar is matir, malakshan, and tzricha l'gufa. It could be a question of, you know, how much tsar is a factor in general in the Shabbos, but it could very well be that the debate is about malakshan, and tzricha l'gufa's status as a drabanan, which reflects the nature of the chisaron daraisa. By the same token, again, you have this discussion in some of the Rishonim about Professor on the base, but the Meiri asked the question, why can't you put out the nair, according to Shimon, Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, so B'makom Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, let him just put it out. So he says, after all, if he's really Chol Hashem B'Sukan, and it's Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's Mutter, like Mathis Mursa, that he understands it that way, not just Mishum Tsar. So the answer that he gives is that kibui aner is not a, you know, it's more of an indirect, you know, therapy, I guess. It allows him to sleep and so on, but it's not medicine. It's not mutter l'chol l'shem b'sakana. But the assumption again seems to be that in tzricha l'gufa is subject to this kind of an issue. And then in light of that, also to look again at the Gilyon on the side of Tosas, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi and the Shidim Kubetzes, whether Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Klal is Mutter, again, that idea. Because again, if the problem of Malach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is, you know, it is a Shein Malacha, but, so, the Patra also really reflects something basic, you know, that remains. It's a Shein Malacha. Not so easy to say, oh, Ein Tzricha L'Gufa Klal, Mutter. If basically what we say is that it's mutter because it's, you know, it's just not really a malacha, it's almost a form of Eino Miskaven given the background of Malachas Machsheves, etc. However, there were Osirts, Exeirud Rabbanon, and so on. So then it's easier to say that Balut Zorach Klal, it would be mutter. Okay, that's it for Eitzrik Lugufa. I'm sorry it took so long. Tomorrow let's start with the Kalkel. The issues overlap a lot in Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, both in the material, in the Rishonim, and some of the cases and some of the questions. But let's go through it as quickly as we can. Make sure you see the the Rishonim al Atar, the Gemara in Pesachim, things I gave you to look at, the Gemara in Chulin, the Tosas in Sanhedrin, Chavav, the Marsha, the Marshal, the other things that I gave you to look at. We'll try to move through quickly as we can, and I'll try to give you more comments from our Mishkan, and
for the Chavos involved.